Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the official England podcast. I'm Adam Smith and we are just one day away from England against Germany at Wembley Stadium. I'm here with you all the way through England's campaign at Euro 2020, offering daily exclusive news, interviews and highlights all from within the England camp. It's another episode that'll help satisfy your lion-sized hunger. Here's what's coming up. It was the turn of the Yorkshire PLO, Calvin Phillips, to chat to the media.
You know, to go out and play against Germany, we know what their strengths and weaknesses are.
We'll be catching up with Josh Denzel for all the latest from inside the camp.
I thought Rice, Basmati, Busquets, a little bit of, you know, alliteration now. You know, I thought, yeah, why not?
England midfielder and all-round top bloke Declan Rice stepped into the Lions' den.
Training this week's been really tough and good, and everyone's ready, whoever gets picked for Germany.
And I spoke exclusively with the inspirational Marcus Rashford.
Now it's our moment to create our own history.
No mucking about then, let's crack on.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
First up, here's what's been happening at St George's Park. Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell are in their final day of isolation from the rest of the camp. As a result, they'll be able to rejoin the squad from 12 a.m. Tuesday morning. Kieran Trippier gave us a rare insight into the camp's table tennis community, claiming on his Instagram that he is indeed the ping pong champ. Very interesting that, as when I spoke to Reece James, you may remember him claiming to be one of the best. So I'm not getting involved. All I'm saying, though, is I can play a bit as well, lads. Harry Kane posted a video onto his socials of a rather impressive attempt at the three-ball challenge in training. Harry scored a clean sweep of goals, including a volley going top bins and a right and left footed strike from outside the area. Brilliant stuff from the skipper. And finally, yesterday it was the turn of Calvin Phillips to face media questions, or as he's more commonly known as, the Yorkshire PLO. Here's what he had to say.
You know, everyone says that, you know, Gareth were a defender, so, you know, his teams are very defensive, but I feel like if you look at the last three games, we haven't conceded a goal, which is good, and, you know, if you like my club team where, you know, we can score five goals and concede four, then it's probably not as good. So, you know, the fact that we're keeping clean sheets is a major positive as well. We know it's going to be a difficult game, but we can't always focus on, you know, how they're going to do when they're on the ball. We need to, you know, try and break them down minute by minute. And, you know, we've been working on some stuff in the training ground and hopefully it works out, it comes off. You know, my job for the team is winning the ball back and giving it to, you know, the more flairy players and people that can do something. So I feel like when I'm in a position to get the ball and turn forward, there's, you know, there's loads of options. And I just feel like sometimes, like I said in the interview earlier, that I'm new to the team, so I don't really want to risk the ball too much. And, you know, it's about being, you know, it's about being courageous and it's about being positive when you get the ball. And, you know, I've been trying to do that since I've been here. And hopefully with a few more games, I can keep doing that. You know, to go out and play against Germany, we know what their strengths and weaknesses are, and we're just looking forward to getting out there and doing the job, and, you know, hopefully we can do that.
It quite simply wouldn't be an official England podcast without the man, the myth, the legend himself, the presenter of Lion's Den, Josh Denzel. When I Googled the 10 most famous Joshes in the world, I couldn't believe that his name didn't crop up. I've since wrote to other search engines. It is Josh Denzel. How you doing, mate?
I better get on my Wikipedia page. I better start sorting that out.
Oh, mate. First thing I want to ask you, mate, you had Declan Rice on Lion's Den.
Yeah.
I liked his intro, by the way. And you referred to him as the Basmati Busquets. Where did that come from?
Do you know what? Declan Rice, midfielder, CDM, has all the tools. I thought Rice, Basmati, Busquets, a little bit of, you know, alliteration now. You know, I thought, yeah, why not? You're in. You let me down with the intro, so I thought I'm gonna make up for that by giving Deck the biggest intro possible.
It's a great answer. Chuck it back on me. As always on this podcast, we do play bits of Lion's Den. It was a great show as always. Spoken about so many things in your chat. Mm. The first thing you spoke about was his that feeling of walking out at Wembley, which I thought was really good. Here's what he had to say.
Obviously, lucky enough now to have the fans in the stadium, 22,500. Have my family there, mate. It's just special, you know. Walking out, you know, you feel the energy, and you're lining up, singing the national anthems, and you feel the lads all pulling each other in tight, mate. It was just, it was top notch.
Who's singing the anthem the loudest? I feel like you're up there.
Yeah, I do sing it passionately because I feel like then it gives me a bit of extra energy, like to go out there and perform as well. Like once that's done and you have the team photo, take your jacket off. That's it. Then it's go time.
Yeah, Josh, is that what you're hearing from a lot of the players? A lot of them saying that national anthem just seems so special given that it's at Wembley. It's extra special for these players, isn't it?
For sure. And they're singing the anthem and it's getting them, it's just charging them up for a massive game. And they look to the stands and they're saying they're seeing their family. They all know now, because there's been a few games at Wembley, exactly where their family sit. So it just makes the occasion so big. And it's just a proud moment for a lot of these guys. And this is, as you said on the podcast before, this could be like the closest thing to a home tournament we get in these players' careers. So they're drinking it in, they're relishing it. And look at the results, you know what I mean? It seems to be working.
Yeah, he's been a solid part as well of that base of that midfield. England kept 3 clean sheets and he spoke about that with you. Here's what he had to say.
3 games, 3 clean sheets. And as I think you're like the first line of that defensive unit. Mm. That must feel good. I mean, playing well. Surely for you, you look at it and you're like, all right, cool. We're time to build on this again.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, the positives have been 3 clean sheets. You know, we've been hard to beat, hard to break down. And obviously, my job, simple, to try and help the defenders keep the ball at the back of the net. And, you know, if I can help the team do well, then I'm happy.
For sure. It's a young squad. Even though you started those 3 games at 22 in a major tournament, I know you keep yourself to such high standards that you know there's always room to improve. And I know that's why you've been working extremely hard the last 6 days.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, with me, there's always so much talking and people expect so much. But I just kind of try to keep my head down and, you know what I'm good at and know that if I go out there and play to my best, then in my own mind, you know, I can be one of the best players out there. So it's just about staying focused.
Yeah, did you get a big sense from him, Josh, that's his job? When he keeps a clean sheet, it's almost like job done for him. He's not a defender, but he's so integral in helping the defence, isn't he, where he plays?
Yeah, he said whatever he does, as long as it's helping the team get the result that we need, that's what he'll do. You know, he might have aspirations of being Ronaldinho and going past 25 players and coming back, going around the keeper and heading it in, you know what I mean, off the floor. But he said, I'll do whatever I need to do. Like, if it doesn't look pretty, it doesn't look pretty. If it doesn't give you massive plaudits, it doesn't give you massive plaudits. But as long as we get the results, we want to win for each other, we want to win for England, we want to win for the fans.
I would love it if he did that in the next game, that Ronaldinho bit of skill. And speaking of the next game, he spoke about that. We all so anticipated about the Germany game. And this is what Declan Rice had to say about the preparations.
I know you walked over here and you were like, it's been a tough few days. Like, you're someone who loves to get, you love football, loves to get your head down and just graft.
Yeah, definitely. I think training obviously has had to have been tough the last couple of days because we start to come off it now towards the game. So the hard training days are done. We know what we want to do. And tomorrow, the day before the game, will be a light, fun sesh and then we'll be into the game on Tuesday.
We had Phil on and he said it's a young squad, but there's still so much room to improve, I guess. Is the best still yet to come in this tournament?
Yeah, definitely. I think not only with us, I think from all the top sides you've seen, I think not everyone's been at their absolute best yet. You can say that for a load of the top nations. So for us, like people say, we're just cooking.
Just cooking.
But yeah, hopefully in the Germany game, you know, we know what the occasion is. You know, as players, we've got players that have played in top games already in their career. We'll be ready to go out there and give it absolutely everything.
Talking of that Germany fixture, it's one that I know you've spoken to the media about. Are you relishing it?
Yeah, definitely. For me, it will definitely be the biggest game of my career so far if I get the chance to play. You know, the history of England, Germany and what it means. But now it's not just like me playing against them in a friendly game. This is in a major tournament. You win, you go through, you lose, you're out. And you obviously deal with all the stuff after what happens with that. But we want to win that, and obviously that will then give us the extra boost to then push on again. Training this week's been really tough and good, and everyone's ready, whoever gets picked for Germany.
I love that he just said it will be the biggest game of his career so far. Just no mucking about with him.
Yeah, he understands. I think he's obviously an England fan as well, and he knows the history there. Like, the first thing he said was, there's a lot of history there. And like, the football history runs so deep. You know what I mean? We've had all of these massive games that people have spoken about. And obviously, as soon as the England-Germany fixture gets brought up, everything from the past gets dragged up. And he's one of those players that he's a young player, but he knows a lot about it, and he understands how important it is for the fans. And he understands that if we do win this game, this massive game, the route to the final is very, very achievable.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I was looking at it, especially with the result from the Netherlands-Czech Republic game. Although Czech Republic are a good team, as we know, but you look at some of the results, it is fascinating to see. I love the fact that you asked him about if he's missing Mason Mount, his good mate in Chile as well. This is what he had to say.
There's been two, I guess, major absentees for the last few days in Mason, Chile.
Yeah.
I feel like they're two of your best mates in the squad as well.
Yeah.
How big of a miss is it having not... such big characters, I guess, not in and around the group. And what do they bring to the group?
It's been so weird. obviously, from when we lost them at the Spurs before Czech Republic, it was weird because, obviously, with what happened and them having to isolate. But like you said, the lads get on so well with them, you know. To not have them around, it's been tough for me, to be fair, not being able to see Mace. But I'm sure now, next couple of days, he'll be out and he'll be training again.
Do you check in on them, like, on a FaceTime or...? Have a little chat.
Yeah, I spoke to Mace a couple of times on FaceTime. Yeah. He's all right. I think he's just bored. he's just bored now. But yeah, he's sweet. We've been talking and hopefully, like I said, we can see him in the next couple of days.
It's nice to hear though, Josh, that FaceTime. So it sounds like, you know, they're still in communication, not face-to-face, but over FaceTime. Yeah. There's still that bromance going on.
For sure. And like, that's how tight this team is. You know what I mean? When one part of it goes, they're still part of the gang. You know what I mean? I know that they chat all the time. I occasionally see, Mace, he's looking out of his window, like longingly at some of the players going off to training and stuff like that. And there's still that connection. And these boys are friends on and off the pitch. And like, you know, it's not just because they've been kind of lumped together in the England side. It's like these guys are genuinely best mates.
And just remind us what's coming up next, because Lions Den is a daily show. You're back tomorrow. What's happening, mate?
Yeah, daily show. So we've got a departure show tomorrow. It's going to be slightly early. Actually, we'll be about 4 o'clock. We're going to wish the boys well on their journey down to the London base before the game at Wembley against Germany. So stay tuned to that. We're going to have a player jump in before he gets on the coach and have a quick word with him about preparations, about how they're going to spend the 24 hours before the game. So it should be a good one.
Class, Josh, as always, thank you. Because it's worth saying to the listeners, you have a big day, a busy day with the schedule, and you always give up your time to come on the pod. So massively appreciate it, mate, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Nice one, Smithy. Looking forward to it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yesterday, I spoke exclusively with a man who's been an inspiration both on and off the pitch in recent years. Yes, it is England's Marcus Rashford. Here's what we spoke about. Marcus, thanks ever so much for joining us on the Official England Podcast. Been a while since we last spoke, so how have you been, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. We've just been training and preparing for the next game.
What's been going on today? Has it been a tough session? Has it been analysis? What's been going on with the players today?
Today, not too tough. We've obviously had a long gap between the two games, so earlier on in the week we've got some good sessions in, good both tactical and physical sessions. So yeah, we're prepared for the game now and just the fine touches now.
Before we talk about the Germany game, obviously we're all very excited about that. Just wanted to get your reaction to England's tournament so far. Three games done, three clean sheets, top of the group. I imagine the mood in the camp is one of real positivity following the group stages.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's definitely things we can improve on, but you know, getting two wins out of the three, coming top of your group, not conceding a goal, it's definitely, you know, a good mood in the camp. And I think everyone's just looking forward to the next game and focus on the next game. So yeah, hopefully we can do the same now.
I've spoken to a few of the players that play in sort of similar positions to you, those attacking areas. England are so blessed with options in the position you play. Is that, how do you analyse that? Frustrating that there's so many good players in those positions, or is it a positive that it actually spurs you on and helps improve yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a positive. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the games. And we need to be, you know, the ones who are on the bench need to be ready to come on and change the game. And ultimately, we have a lot of options, like you just said. So
yeah,
for the team, it's a good thing.
And do your preparations stay exactly the same if you're on the bench or if you're starting? Because obviously, you are an experienced England player now. Do you approach each game exactly the same?
Yeah, I think it's important mentally to just approach and treat each game the same. You have to be a professional, even if you are on the bench. You have to make sure you're ready to come on and score a goal if that's what the team needs. So yeah, my mentality stays the same, and I think you know, going into the next game, everyone's gonna have that mentality. I think we've worked well this week. So yeah, like I said, everyone's focused and just looking forward to the next test.
Yeah, I've really got that sense, speaking to all the players, how good the mood in the camp is. Does it get any more, a little bit more serious now that we saw, you know, obviously when you arrived, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Does it get a bit more serious now that we are in the business end, or is it just business as usual?
I think it's business as usual, to be honest. I think when we, you know, from the first game, we've wanted to win each game. And you know, just because it's knockout, nothing changes really. We still want to go and try and win every single game. So the mentality has to stay the same. And to be fair, I think it has done. You know, we've not sat back and tried for a draw in any of the games so far. Mm. So I don't expect anything to change. We're gonna go and try and win the game.
Love to hear that. I want to ask a few questions about you personally. I think people still forget you're only 23 years of age for how young you sort of burst on the scene, but also for how much you do off the pitch as well. I mean, congratulations on the MBE and everything that you've achieved off the pitch. How much of a motivation was that from you for a young age to be a role model, not just on it, but off it as well?
Yeah, it was always something that I wanted to do. Something that I feel is the, you know, a good way to set an example to the next generation of players. And just, you know, whether or not it helps them, that's up to them. But I'm just showing my own characteristics and personality, and showing that it's important to express yourself in whichever way you please, really. And yeah, just do that throughout your career alongside, you know, the stuff that you do on the pitch. It's important.
Yeah, it's great to hear, mate. And of course, we know recently that you had a conversation with Barack Obama. So is he someone that you're in touch with during the tournament? Does he message you after games and things like that?
No. It was a great conversation all that I had with him, and you know, I've managed to speak to some great people, great leaders.
Yeah.
And just taking messages from them really, and trying to implement them into my career and my own life.
Were you nervous when you spoke to him? Because I know that you mix it, you're a professional footballer and you're obviously playing for England, but obviously he is, you know, one of the most recognisable people in the world. Was that, do you have a few butterflies before that conversation started?
Not really. We was meant to do it a while ago, I think before right. Christmas, and just because of COVID and you know, the games and stuff like that, it was difficult to get the call done. But yeah, I'm pleased that we managed to get it done, because I learned a lot from, you know, the 30 or 40 minutes that we were speaking.
Yeah, I bet. Class. And I wanted to speak to you as well about the squads, because obviously you were part of what was such a great World Cup in 2018. How do you think the squads compare now? Do you think England's squad is even stronger than that squad in World Cup, given the strength and depth that we now have?
Yeah, I'd say so, because we have more options, and not only because of the players, but we've had time. We've managed to, you know, play in different systems and become comfortable in different systems, different ways of playing. Whereas at the World Cup, we was very much solid in the system that we were playing. But in terms of like mixing it up and changing for different games, we weren't quite at that stage yet. Whereas now I think we've changed systems twice. We've changed systems twice and so far in the tournament. And also in between games, we sometimes change and we look comfortable doing so. So it's we're in a better position now than we were in the World Cup. But yeah, hopefully we can push and go on and try and win it.
Yeah, and of course a lot of young players, a lot of players in this squad making their tournament debuts. So do a lot of the young players come to the likes of yourself and Harry and Jordan and ask for advice about tournament football, or are you finding that actually a lot of these young players are really fearless and just ready to go anyway?
Yeah, to be honest, I think they're just ready to go. A lot of them play at big clubs and they've been involved in big games already, despite being so young. So I don't think it's something for them to fear, really. I think it's something that they've just took in the stride. And, you know, I think looking back to when I first came into the team, that's what you want to do. You want to do things that come natural to you, and, you know, you want to take it into your stride.
And you mentioned training earlier. We had Connor Cody on recently, and I was asking him about training sessions, and he said that yourself and Jaden Sancho are nutmegging him for fun in training. Is that true? Are you just having Connor Cody all the time?
I don't think so. Don't think so. I think it's been spread out a little bit.
Just on Connor Cody or with all the lads?
Everyone. I think I've been done a few times as well.
Yeah, have you? Yeah. Really?
I'm not the greatest defender.
Love how you answered that. To be fair, we had Sancho was on as well, and he said the same thing, that you are one of the Rondo Kings and the Nutmeg Kings in training. So who would you give it to? Who is the ultimate in the Rondos, in the Nutmegs? Who would you give it to?
I think Sancho's has done a few people. I think Jude's done a few people.
Yeah, I've seen one of them, actually.
I think Hendo got someone today.
Did he? And is it quite a big thing whenever anyone gets nutmegged, you let them know about it then? Is that because the few that I've seen, it doesn't look like you want to be on the
I think it's just a bit of banter, you know. And it's, to be honest, it's fun whilst you're in camp. If something happens in training and it was just a good laugh, it's quite funny. Yeah. It lasts a while.
Do you know what, mate? As a viewer, when England film it on their socials and you see it, it's something that the fans buzz off, isn't it? I don't know why that is. It's just at every level, getting nutmegged. It's just brilliant. Right, let's look ahead to the game then. England against Germany at Wembley Stadium in a Euros knockout game. And it just even me saying that, it just sounds so special, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive game. But I think we've been... Well, I've said it since the beginning, and, you know, to my friends and stuff like that. If we're going to win the tournament, we have to beat the best teams. It's as simple as that. And Germany are definitely up there with one of the best teams in the tournament. So, like I said before, it's a big test for us. But when we're not shying away from it, we're definitely going for it head on. And like I said before, we're going to try and win the game.
You've played in some massive games for England. Do you think this is up there with one of the biggest games that you've ever played in for England, just given the rivalry between the two countries?
Yeah, probably. I think other than the later stages of the World Cup, this is going to be up there with one of the biggest games. And it's up to us to create our own history now. And that's what we're focused on doing. And like I said before, we're not going to let the fact that they were a top team phase us and make us not play the football that we want to play. We want to go out and express ourselves on the pitch. You know, we want to defend well, and ultimately we want to score goals. So hopefully we can do that in the game.
Well, is it tough as players to sort of block out all the noise? When England play Germany or Scotland or games like that, a lot is made of the occasion and the history. But is it quite hard as players to sort of block that out and just concentrate on what is the game rather than the occasion?
I don't think it's quite hard, to be honest. I think, you know, everybody loves a little bit of history. But the fact of the matter is that now it's our moment to create our own history. And you know, what happened in the past doesn't have an effect on us, and it doesn't really matter. But at the same time, it's good and it's important to understand the history between two countries that are facing up against each other. So I think it comes hand in hand, really. But, you know, I think the team and the staff are focused on the fact that, you know, the team, we want to, as a team, we want to create our own history, and we don't want to let the past determine the result of this game.
Love that. And just finally, mate, I've been asking all the players this because we're all intrigued to get an insight into what players get up to. So what have you been doing in your downtime? Because there's an array of sort of entertainment and things to keep the players busy at St George's Park. So what is Marcus Rashford doing when he has a bit of time off?
I'm doing a little bit of everything, to be honest.
We've done
a bit of basketball.
I've seen you've got a bit of Tekken in basketball. I've seen that.
A little bit of table tennis, darts. I've brought my PlayStation, but I've not been on it too much, to be honest with you. And then just watching films or sleeping.
Love it. Oh yeah, what films you got on the go? What sort of
I'm watching SWAT at the moment. It's like LAPD stuff.
Nice. There we go. That concludes that. The fact that you've had a bit of everything is nice. We've got lads that play table tennis, basketball. You do it all. The only other thing I wanted to say was just the message you have for the fans. Really, there's so many people that are going to be at Wembley, millions watching. So just finally, what you'd like to say to the fans ahead of the big Germany game?
Yeah, I think just a big thank you, really, and you know, a message to ask them to keep supporting us. It's been a long wait for us that we've not had fans in a stadium, and it's definitely been a great feeling to have yous back. So hopefully you manage to push us and get the win that we need.
Well said, Marcus. Absolute pleasure to catch up with you as always, and all the best for the Germany game, mate.
Thank you.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
The final whistle has sounded on today's episode, and that is all we have time for. But fear not, because the next time you hear from me, it will be game day. And to mark the occasion, I'll be joined by two proper England greats. With over 150 caps between them, Stuart Pearce and John Terry will both be joining me. I can't wait for that. All that's left for me to say is don't forget to subscribe to the official England podcast so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow. Stay safe and come on, England.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.